So, for instance, taking over-the-counter medicine, and I will have patients that'll take 12 to 16 Excedrin migraine or Advil or something along that lines. And it creates a phenomenon that's called rebound headache or medication overuse headache, where if you don't take the medicine, you end up getting a headache, and then you have to take the medicine, and you get into this self-perpetuating the paradigm where it becomes difficult.
Kind of a vicious cycle, sort of?
Exactly right.
Well, let's look at some of the other recommendations. One was the American Headache Society saying no to prescription pain medications as a first treatment for a migraine.
Certain prescription medications as a first treatment for migraine, like hydrocodones or butalbitols. And then you also want to look at risk factor modification, sort of triggers of migraine. So things in your diet, eliminating stress, making sure you're getting good sleep. Alcohol can often be a trigger in some people. And so lifestyle is important and frequently a trigger.
The first treatment for migraines or as a way to prevent them or what?
Both, but more of a preventative.
The guidelines call also for no CT scans in a non-emergency situation as a diagnostic tool for headache patients when MRI is available.
MRI does not have any radiation. The concerns with doing CAT scans over and over again is that there may be a significant radiation exposure, and we don't know the long-term risk of that. So if you're a migraine sufferer who goes into the emergency room and it's your typical migraine and it's nothing different about it, then there's not a point in doing a CT scan because you just had one 2 weeks ago. And sometimes that happens in emergency rooms. Every headache ends up getting scanned.
What is a good treatment for migraines?
There's a lot of different options. You have to look at the frequency of your headaches. So one of the things you do initially is you look at, okay, if I ate a cheese pizza with pepperoni on it and I got a headache afterwards, well, and the next time I do that, I've got a headache afterwards. You can eliminate that kind of stuff out of your diet. If you get it in your menstrual cycle, there's things you can do talking to your GYN to try to prevent the headache from developing. If they're infrequent, there's a class of medicine that are called triptans that we can use to abort the medication or to abort the headache. And they're designer drugs. They're really drugs that were developed specifically for migraine. That's all they're there for. And they influence a chemical in the brain called serotonin. And so that's a treatment option. If your headaches are really, really frequent, then you need to look at preventative medications. And we use several different types of medicines to kind of prevent the headache from developing and calm the brain down.
Were things getting out of hand such that these recommendations needed to be put forth?
I believe so. The most common cause of overdoses now is prescription medications, in particular the narcotics, and using them as a frontline treatment for migraine is really not the appropriate thing to do anymore.